ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 26, The Hellish Planets, Text Number 6. Yatra Havava Bhagavan Pitrurajaha Vaivasvataha Svavishayam Prapiteshu स्वापुरुषै जन्तुषु संपरतेषु यथा कर्म अवद्यं दोषं एव अनुलंगित भगवत् शासनः सगणः दमं धारयति। यत्र हावावा भगवान् पितृराजो वैवश्वतः स्वा विषयं प्रापितेषु स्वापुरुषैर्जन्तुषु संप्रतेषु यथा कर्मावध्यं दोषं एवानु अलंगित भगवाच्छासनः सगणो दमं धारयति। Word to word meaning. Yatra, where? Havava, indeed. Bhagavan, the most powerful. Pitrurajaha, Yamaraja, the king of Pitas. Vaivashvataha, the son of the sun god. Svavishayam, his own kingdom. Prapiteshu, when caused to reach. Svapurushaihi, by his own messengers. Jantushu, the human beings. Samprateshu, dead. Yatha karma avadyam, according to how much they have violated the rules and regulations of conditioned life. Dosham, the fault. Eva, certainly. Anulangita bhagavat shashanaha, who never oversteps the Supreme Personality of Godhead's order. Saganaha, along with his followers. Damam, punishment. Dharayati, executes. Translation prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. A light on here. The king of the Pitas, he is Yamaraja, the very powerful son of the sun god. He resides in Pitruloka with his personal assistants, and while abiding by the rules and regulations set down by the Supreme Lord, has his agents, the Yamadutas, bring all the sinful men to him immediately upon their death. After bringing them within his jurisdiction, he properly judges them according to their specific sinful activities and sends them to one of the many hellish planets for suitable punishments. Purport. Yamaraja is not a fictitious or mythological character. He has his own abode, Pitruloka, of which he is king. Agnostics may not believe in hell, but Sukadeva Goswami affirms the existence of the Naraka planets, which lie between the Garbhadaka ocean and Patal Loka. Yamaraja is appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to see that human beings do not violate his rules and regulations. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Karmanohi api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha, akarmanascha bodhavyam, gahana karmanogatihi. The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what inaction is. One should understand the nature of karma, vikarma, and akarma, and one must act accordingly. This is the law of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned souls who have come to this material world for sense gratification are allowed to enjoy their senses under certain regulative principles. If they violate these regulations, they are judged and punished by Yamaraja. He brings them to the hellish planets and properly chastises them to bring them back to Krishna consciousness. By the influence of Maya, however, the conditioned souls remain infatuated with the mode of ignorance. Thus, in spite of repeated punishments by Yamaraja, they do not come to their senses, but continue to live within the material condition, committing sinful activities again and again. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasudi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Materialistic people, they are like rabbits. When the rabbits are chased by a lion, they close their eyes. There is no lion. Right? But actually, lion is there waiting to kill and eat. Right? In the same way, materialistic people, who's seen this Yamaloka, Pitruloka? Who is Yamaraj? Who has seen what there is next life? Right? They say like that. So they're like rabbits. But actually next life is there. That is why there is enjoyment and suffering. For different people, different kinds of enjoyment, different kinds of suffering. They experience because of their past life's activities. Nowadays, children, young people, they say, don't be judgmental. You heard this? Yeah? Don't be judgmental. You know, I will do, okay. Don't be judgmental. We will do whatever we want. You love me as I am. I won't change. Don't be judgmental. Like that they say. Children, they fight with their parents. Don't be judgmental. Like that. But here, for everything we are judged. For everything we are judged. And then Yamaraj is the one who judges all our activities. So, in the sixth kind of Bhagavatam, it is written that, of course, Yamaraj is one of the controllers, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who controls even Yamaraj. Yamaraj has jurisdiction over only sinful people. Others he cannot touch. Pious people and those who are devotees of Krishna, Yamaraj cannot touch. So, of course, nowadays very few people, like, you know, all this, many of the, in Times of India they put, so and so, Swargavas ho gaya. एक्चुअली आजकल कौन जाता है स्वर्ग, यू नो दे शुड पुट नरकवास हो गया, मोस्ट ऑफ द वी विल गो टू हेल ओनली, राइट, नरकवास. सो इट्स नॉट वेर आई रेड, इट इज सेड दैट इन महाभारत, इट इज सेड दैट फॉर गृहस्थस इट इज ऑलमोस्ट इम्पॉसिबल टू गो टू हेवनली प्लैनेट्स, हायर प्लैनेट्स, ऑलमोस्ट इम्पॉसिबल. भीष्मदेव सेज very difficult, somebody who follows very strictly the rules and regulations in grihastha life, one who gives lot of charity and all that stuff, they only can go to heavenly planets, right? So very difficult to go to heavenly planets. So that is why most of the people are come under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. So it is given from the earthly planet, you know, down below all these Atala, Patala, we have read all these things. So below that, these hellish planets are there. Between Garbha Ocean and Patal Loka, these hellish planets are there. That's where Yamaraj sits. The distance between Earth and the Yamaloka is 86,000 yojanas. 86,000 yojanas. That means 1,032,000 kilometers. Right? So, a person who commits sinful activities, he has to travel. You know, he has to travel 1,032,000 kilometers, and the path is not made with cement and all that. Yeah? It is as hot as red copper. As hot as red copper. So all the sinful people, they have to walk on that road for how many kilometers? 1,032,000 kilometers. Like that. There Yamaraj palace city is there. It is 1,000 yojanas. That means 1,200 kilometers. Right? Approximate. Then Yamaraja's palace is 25 yojanas high. Then he sits on a singhasan, you know, made of rubies and all that. That is 10 yojanas wide. 10 yojanas wide. And near to that, next to the palace of Yamaraj, Chitragupta's palace is there. Chitragupta's palace is there. And Chitragupta's palace is 25 yojanas long and 10 yojanas high. And surrounded by an iron wall. Then he has, he is the supermost clerk. You know. Then he has the records of all the souls. Then he has a supercomputer which cannot be attacked by hackers. No virus can attack. No virus can attack. And all the souls, histories are there, counted. Everybody. Right? He is very expert. Then he never, very rarely he fails. Very rarely he fails. Then he, to the east of that palace, Chitragupta's palace, the palace of fear lives. The palace of fear is there. There, the personified fever lives there. And towards the south, personified pain lives there. Palace is there and the personified pain lives there. And towards the west, house of noose or kala or indigestion or lack of appetite. So, if somebody is suffering from indigestion or lack of appetite, that means, you know, noose is going to tighten around his neck. That means, it shows, you know, death is very near. You know, old people, you know, they can't digest. And they feel very, there's, appetite is not there. You know, khane ka book nahi lagta hai. Right? And towards the north, the palace of Kalara stays. And towards northeast, palace of headache. Right? And towards southeast, unconsciousness. You know, unconsciousness. And towards northwest, typhoid leaves. Right? All these diseases, they have their own palaces. I don't know, now they have to construct new palaces because new diseases like AIDS and all, they are being created. Right? So, like that. So this Chitragupta has this computer, then they are tracking everybody's karmas. Right? So many of us visit same place. But somebody is infected with typhoid. Why? Because at that point of time, Chitragupta tells typhoid, hey, this person has this karma from his previous life, so you should be attacked. He should be attacked. So, immediately that person gets afflicted with typhoid. Right? So, like that, Chitragupta acts. And then when there is a time for death, so he sends Yamadutas. So, like that, so very systematically, this material world is being run. Somebody may ask, we don't see all these hellish planets. No, we cannot perceive. We have to believe blindly? No, we don't have to believe blindly. Because when a person dies, this subtle body is there, grass body goes away. So, that subtle body is covered with what is called Yatan Sharir, suffering body. So, in our present state, what happens when we are severely injured or beaten up or something, we become unconscious so that we need not experience the pain. We can avoid experiencing the pain. But when we are taken to hellish planets, we will not go, don't worry. Means the sinful people, when they are taken to hellish planets, so they were given Yatan Sharir, which doesn't faint even if there is severe pain. So it has to experience a lot of pain. The soul has to experience a lot of pain. But when they are given various kinds of punishments, like yesterday our Asim Krishna Prabhu was describing, what kind of punishments we get in various kinds of hellish planets. When the punishments are being given, they don't faint. That Yatan Sharir simply experiences lot of suffering. So what is the purpose of giving this punishment? That is only out of mercy only. It's not that Krishna is very angry with the souls or anything. Because when the soul is being punished like this, that pain actually imprinted on the consciousness of the soul. You know, consciousness of the soul. So when after suffering in the hellish planets, when they come, some fortunate souls, they come to realize when they experience suffering in this material world. So because of the past experience of suffering in hellish planets, and because it is imprinted on consciousness of that soul, they will say, oh my God, now I don't want to suffer anymore. I don't want to suffer anymore. You know, they become scared of suffering anymore. Then they inquire how to avoid suffering in this world. Then, you know, if they are very fortunate to meet a bona fide devotee, spiritual master, then they can start the path of going back home, back to Godhead. So this is the purpose of giving punishment in hellish planets, so that to reform the souls who have become very grossly disobedient to Krishna's instructions, like that. That is why Prabhupada is writing in the purport that one must understand karmanohi api bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha, akarmanascha bodhavyam gahana karmano gatihi. One must understand what is karma, what is vikarma, and what is akarma. So even intelligent people, scholarly people also, they cannot understand these three things. So one must learn, one must go to a bona fide spiritual master and learn what are all these things. What are all these things like that? That is why it is said, Stitir Vaikunta Vijayaha Poshanam Tad Anugrahaha Manvantarani Saddharma Utayaha Karma Vashanaha. You know, it is said in second kind of Bhagavatam that the right situation for the living entities is to obey the laws of the Lord and thus be in perfect peace of mind. Under the direction of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the manus and laws are meant to give right direction in life. The impetus for activity is the desire for fruitive work. You know, so very nice verse. Sthitir Vaikunta Vijayaha Poshanam Tad Anugrahaha Manvantarani Saddharma Vutayaha Karma Vashanaha. So, if somebody wants to live peacefully and happily, one should live under the direction of the rules and regulations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these rules are given by manus. That's your Manusmriti, right? These Ambedkar Walas, they burnt, you know, Manusmriti. They burnt Manusmriti. Because there are so many strict, if a Sudra talks back against a Brahmana, towards Brahmana, his tongue should be cut. There are very strict instructions are there. So they protested and they burned, you know, Manusmriti and all that. But actually anyway, Srila Prabhupada said, we should not follow, we should not even read Manusmriti in this age of Kali. Said, he said, if you read Manusmriti, you will become an atheist. I don't know why. So anyway, they are very basic rules and regulations. But for us, Hari Bhakti Vilas is given. So what to do and what not to do. For Vaishnavas. So we should follow this very strictly so that we can live peacefully in this world and then go back home, back to Godhead. You know? Otherwise, we will become entangled in this material world and we have to suffer unlimitedly. So, this cycle of punishment is very long one. It is a two-tier punishment is there. All the people who commit sinful activities in this material world, like Brahmahatya, you know, Strihatya, Balahatya, you know, Gohatya, then Avaidya Shrisang, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, all these, you know, sinful activities when somebody performs. So they were taken to hellish planets and one is punished, one tier punishment is punishment is there, you know, their punishment, they are punished. After punishment is, after that first tier punishment in hellish planets, again they were sent to earthly planets, and again there is one more round of punishment. Do coating hota hai. Right? Two coatings take place, like that. So it is given, somebody who is a habitual liar, you know, one who is a, you know, habitual liar, he is born with stammering, you know, those who stammer, or sometimes they are born dumb also, like that. So in the next life, first they will be punished in the hellish planets, and then when they come back to the earthly planet, they will be born as a dumb person or somebody with a stammering, like that. One who kills a Brahmana, he suffers from leprosy or tuberculosis. Right? Then one who is a drunkard, you know, he will be born with a black teeth. One who has stolen gold, he will have black, bad nails. Nails will be spoiled. One who has sex with Guru's wife, he will suffer from skin diseases, like that. Then one who indulges in bad association, he'll be born in a low family, very degraded family. Uninvited guest, if you go to somebody's place uninvited and takes food there, one will be born as a crow in the next life. If a Brahmana performs sacrifice in a Sudra's house, unqualified people, person, he will become a village pig. Then if he performs many times, then he will become a donkey. So be careful. If he eats, one who eats indiscriminately, he becomes a tiger. Bar-bar, hamesha khate rehne ka. So one who is scolding without cause, proper cause, then he becomes a cat in the next life. One who offers stale food to the Brahmana, he will become a hunchback. One who is malicious to others, or one who is a handsome person and attracts other man's wife, he becomes a blind man in the next life. One who stole fruit, so Mahaprasad fruit, so you steal kar sakta hai. If you keep Mahaprasad fruit like that, you know, somebody or the other comes and takes. No, Krishna Prasad, you know, you can take like that. He'll become a monkey in the next life. One who accepted food that was offered unwillingly. And you go somewhere, unwillingly they offer food. If you take such food, you will become impotent in the next life. If somebody poisons others, he will become a snake. One who has sex with an ascetic woman, he will become a ghost. One who stole water, Chataka bird, will become a Chataka Pakshi, crying for water. Then one who stole chickpeas will become a rat in the next life. One who rapes a minor girl, he'll become a serpent. One who interfered with flow of water, all the civil engineers building dams, they'll become fish in the next life. One who deceives a woman, they'll become an owl. One who promised donation but not given, he'll become a jackal, you know. One who blasphemed Brahmanas, they'll become tortoise. One who maintains himself by worshipping deities, he'll become a chandala. So that is why pujaris, Srila Prabhupada instructed, pujaris should not be given salary. Now it has become a fashion. You know, many rich people, they are constructing temples. And they are hiring our ISKCON devotees. You know, they will pay 6,000 rupees, 7,000 rupees, you know, payment. So if somebody worships the deities for maintenance, you know, they will become a chandala. Indulged in sex at improper time, will become a eunuch, you know, hijra ban jata. One who stole perfume, a person with foul odor. Like that. So this is all given by Lord Krishna himself, not by anyone else. Krishna is speaking this to Garuda in Garuda Purana. So one has to be educated about all these things. So somebody may say, I don't believe. Right? I don't believe. Like in Mahabharata it is given that if somebody has sex with a virgin girl or with an animal, he will suffer from diabetes, madhumeha. Right? So 50% of Indians now have diabetics. So they must have done it in their last life. Right? So those who are suffering from tuberculosis. So this scientific advancement and all, they may say so many things, DNA, RNA, AO, but they are not able to stop, you know, occurrence of all these diseases. If somebody is suffering from all these diseases, that means they must have done all these things in their last life. That is the proof, you know. Otherwise, why somebody is suffering from diabetes? Somebody is eating sweets every day, you know, still he is not having diabetes, right? Why? Because by eating sweets, you don't get diabetes, right? If you have diabetes, you cannot eat sweets. That is there, right? So why somebody has diabetes? Because he had sex with either with a virgin girl or a illicit sex or an animal, like a cow or a horse, like that. So they can't stop it. You know, they say lifestyle, this, that. You know, they are not able to stop all these diseases. So one has to be very, very careful. So they should be taught all these things from the childhood, so that people are learnt not to commit all these sinful activities. And Lord Krishna says one should actually know the value of this material body. Value of this material body. Because this material body is so precious that after so many lifetimes, so much of wandering in the various species of life, you know, after wandering through 80 lakh species of life, you know, one gets human form of life, right? One gets human form of life. Other day, on Sunday, Prithivadanam lecture, I was asking the boys, I asked one boy, if I give you how much money, you will give your kidneys? If I give you 1 lakh or 2 lakh rupees, will you give kidneys? He said no. If I give you 1 crore rupees, will you give your body? He said no. How much you want so that I can get your body? He said no, I can't put a price on my body. I can't put a price on my body. So then I asked, how much salary you get? You know, because this body is your wealth, your investment. He said 50,000 rupees. See, you are investing your most precious, valuable body, you know, which cannot be priced. And in return, what are you getting? 50,000 rupees. He said, you are a very bad businessman. You are not investing your, you know, money properly. This is what Krishna is saying in Garuda Purana. One should very carefully guard his wealth in the form of human body, an endeavor for which is very beneficial. Yeah? One should utilize this material body, something which is very beneficial. So what is that which is most beneficial thing to the soul? Huh? Yeah? Which is the most beneficial thing to the soul? Huh? Krishna consciousness, you know, going back home, back to Godhead. Krishna himself. Yeah. So we should invest this material body in such a way that I will get Krishna. So anything else is a bad business. You are a, you know, nuksan ki soda, like that. So Krishna says, old age is like a tigress. And age runs away like water in the leaking water pot. You know, age runs away. We can't stop it. And then disease kills like an enemy. So as long as sorrow does not overwhelm one, you know, calamities do not approach and senses are very strong, one should engage in Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, so all the young brahmacharis, you know, it's a warning, you know. I tell you, this is my own experience, right? So when I was young, when I joined, I did so much devotional service very fervently. Sometimes I used to chant, so many years I chanted 50 rounds. So every day I used to attend Mangalarti, Bhagatam class, you know, did very nice sadhana when I was very healthy. Now whatever I invested, you know, that is a credit and I am getting interest. Now my health is not so great. Sometimes I can't come for Mangalarti, or so much pain. You have to take a painkiller, then you can't chant properly, all that. So please, those who are young, you know, you do as much devotion service as possible. Just chant more rounds. You know, never miss Mangala Arati. You know, read Bhagavatam 2-3 times by the time you are 35-40. You know, so that you know, you can live on the interest. Otherwise, in old age you cannot perform devotion service properly. Because other day I was having some problem, then I took some painkiller and it was so intoxicating. You know, I just chant 2 rounds, fall asleep. Then again get up, chant 2 rounds, fall asleep. Like that, till 8 o'clock I was chanting, I was struggling to finish my 16 rounds. It becomes such a struggle if your diseased, body is diseased and you are old and, you know, infirm, you can't walk properly and all that. But when you are young, please perform as much devotional service as possible. You know, so that, you know, you are okay in old age, you know, some little bit lax is there, like that. But otherwise, Krishna says in Garuda Purana, trying to perform devotional service in old age is just like a foolish person digging a well when there is a fire already. You know, already fire is there and then you are digging well. You know, it won't help. Like that, you know, don't think, you know, old age we will do it. You know, now we'll enjoy. Right? See, Prabhupada said, give one life to Lord Chaitanya. You know, don't give up this enjoyment and all. So you can actually get Krishna like that. So Krishna is saying, wealth is fleeting like a dream. Wealth is fleeting like a dream. Youth fades like a flower. You know, morning flower, you know, is giving lot of fragrance, but by evening it fades away. It's like that in the same way. Youth is also fades away. Then age is flickering like lightning in the sky. And knowing this, who can place his confidence in this material body? Right? Like here Prabhupada is writing, in the same way, same thing Krishna is saying, that one should not be overwhelmed by wine of infatuation. You know, of this youth and all that. Like that. It may be possible to tie the waves of the ocean, but one cannot stop. It's impossible to stop one's death. Right? So if the ocean, death is waiting. Death is waiting. And old age is the signal. And diseases are the death's soldiers. Pierced by the needle of the greed, soaked with oil of passion, cooked in the fire of anger and envy, a man is eaten up by death. See, understanding? So we are all afflicted with this greed, anger, envy, lust. All these things, they eat up our soul and, you know, force us to death. Then Krishna is saying, this world has sorrow as its root. And whoever possesses something, even little bit, he is afflicted with sorrow. That's why Krishna says in Mahabharata also to Yudhishthira Maharaj that there are 2 syllables which causes death, and there are 3 syllables which gives you liberation. So what are they? Mama. So mama means it is mine. So this feeling will give us death. And then na mama, nothing belongs to me. One who is free from ahankar, he is actually going towards the path of liberation. Like that. So that's why we studied in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sanatana Goswami was going with his assistant Ishan. So they were afraid because they were having gold coins. Yeah? Then some gold coins he has given away to the lodge owner. Then still Sanatana Goswami is feeling afraid. said, he asked, you are still having some gold coins? So once those gold coins are given away, they are feeling, oh, okay, you know, no fear. So as long as we possess something in this world, that will be the root cause of sorrow. So that's why everything we should engage it in Krishna service, like that. So when one makes relations of affection, the seeds of sorrow are sown in the heart. So when we develop affection for wife, children and all, so that causes great sorrow, you know, great affliction in one's life. Right? We have seen in Dronacharya's life, because he had gets so much affection for his son, because of that he had to die. Like that. So Dhritarashtra, Maharaj Dhritarashtra also, because he had so much, when Duryodhan was born, Vidura told his brother that because when Duryodhan was born, jackals were howling, you know, foxes are howling, meteors are falling down, so all darkness all over, you know, donkeys are braying, so all inauspiciousness all over the world, all over the place. So Vidura said, you kill this boy. That time only he said, you kill this boy, Kuru Vamsha will be saved. But Dhritarashtra, because he had so much affection for his son, he could not do that. So that because of Duryodhana, entire Kuru dynasty was wiped out. Like that. So because of the affection of Yudhishthira Maharaj for his son Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra Maharaj for his son Duryodhana, so many people were killed. You know, 64 crore people were killed because of this Dhritarashtra's affection for his son Duryodhana. Like that. That's why Krishna is saying that any relationships based on affection for wife, children and all, they actually cause great sorrow in one's life. Right? That is why at the age of 55 at least, one should give up these ties of affection and become a sadhu and live, you know, in Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, one should avoid association. But if at all you want to associate, one should associate only with devotees of the Lord. So, devotee association and clear intelligence are the two good eyes of a human being, you know, which will lead to the path of liberation. He says, right action is that which does not put one in bondage. You know, now we are coming. What is karma, akarma and vikarma? Krishna is defining. What is karma? Karma means, you know, in the 8th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna defines, karma means one which produces your next body, karma. Vikarma means one which produces your next body with suffering. It's suffering. So akarma means one which doesn't produce your next body. So right action is that one which frees one from bondage. Right knowledge is that one which frees one from, which takes us to liberation. You know? So right, that action which binds us in this material world is actually useless labor. And that knowledge which binds us in this material world, which doesn't give us liberation, is only craftsmanship. Right? Prabhupada said, all these degrees from Harvard University, IIM, Ahmedabad, they are all what? Simply craftsmanship. It's not knowledge. Yeah. It's not knowledge. Like that. So, that is why we must be very careful what we do and what we should not do. The best thing is, Yamadharma Raj says in Bhagavatam 6th canto that when Yamadutas went back failing to take Ajamila, he immediately they were very angry. They wanted, you know, Yamaraj to punish these Vishnudutas, you know, because they could not carry out. So if you could not carry out your order, so what is the use of you being a master, you know, like that. So Yamaraj explains that I am only a partial controller. All this Chandra, Indra, Surya, everybody is under the control of Supreme Personality of God is Shri Krishna. So he controls all of us, just like a bullock is controlled through the ropes through the nose. You know, these bullocks, you know, they take the oil. So they actually controlled by the rope, length of the rope. So the bullock can go only to as long as the length of the rope. So beyond that, it cannot go. In the same way, we are all controlled by the laws of nature through the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So Yamaraj says that one who is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even neglectfully or anything, so he will become completely free from all these actions and reactions, like that. All dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So only these laws of dharma are given by Supreme Personality of God, Shri Krishna. And nobody can promulgate laws of dharma. You know, laws of dharma. Then he has given the list of 12 Mahajanas. Then Sukadeva Goswami, like it is given in the last sentence, that thus, in spite of repeated punishment by Yamaraja, they do not come to their senses, but continue to live with the material conditioning, committing sinful activities again and again. So why they become bewildered like that? So he explains the Yajnavalkya and all, because they are bewildered by this mode of ignorance and passion. You know, mode of ignorance and passion. So like that, that is why Yamaraj is recommending that if one takes the shelter of Krishna and one chants the holy names of the Lord, one can immediately go above these laws of in this material world. Devotees, those who study Bhagavatam and all, we should not take, because it is said that, you know, one who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one who puts tilak, they will never visit, one who takes Charanamrit, they will never see the faces of Yamadutas. You know, they will never see the Yamadutas. But we should not misuse these instructions. Because once in Puri, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was visiting, when a very rich man, he had one big palace. That palace was haunted by a ghost. And then nobody was able to live there. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, known for chasing away the ghosts and all that. So they invited Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Then he and along with his disciples, they went there. They kept Tulsi. And he did some Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Nowadays, you know, we have this, beyond 45 minutes we should not speak. Like that they tell. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to speak 3-4 hours at a stretch. And devotees used to sit and hear. So for 3-4 years continuously, he did Katha, Krishna Bhagavat Katha. Like that. And then suddenly, there appeared a bottle full of water. You know, bottle full of water. And then it revolved. It was, you know, moving around, you know, in circles in front of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And then that bottle fell and water came out, and that water touched the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. You know, and immediately everybody saw, you know, some effulgent person appeared. And then he offered obeisance to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and went back. Then they were all struck. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explained. Then their disciples asked, Prabhupada, who is this person? Said, this is a very great Mahan Vaishnava in his last life. You know, because he blasphemed Vaishnavas, he became a Brahmarakshas. Because he heard Krishna Katha, you know, he became purified and went back. So devotees, we should not commit sinful activities willfully, thinking that we will not see Yamaraj, Yamadutas and all. But of course, devotees are not under the control of Yamaraj. Yamaraj has no jurisdiction. But Krishna will give some injection to us. You know, Krishna will give injection to us. So we have to take birth again. You know, either poverty stricken or some disabled person or suffering, some punishment will be there to purify us, you know. So we should not take things for granted. So, and especially if you blaspheme Vaishnavas. Well, another time Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was touring, and they were doing Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, and they went to one place. That place, they have given one remote place, remote building, one temple was there. And they stayed in the night, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all. All the devotees, they stayed in that place. But purposefully they gave that place to them. Then when they came back and were doing kirtan, all the villagers were shocked. Said, how you came back alive? How you came back alive? Bhaktivinoda Thakur laughed and said, yeah, I know. There is one ghost. Because whoever would stay there in that place, he will be killed by that ghost. Very ferocious ghost was staying there. Staying there, like that. And they asked, how did you get this? How you got saved? Oh, we just chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra very vigorously, whole night. So that ghost went away. Then they asked, who is that ghost? Said, oh, he was actually devotee serving in the temple. You know, serving in the temple. And then he was actually doing illicit sex and other activities. So that's why he became a ghost. Right? One day, in Chaitanya Math, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, you know Chaitanya Math, you see there are four Sampradaya Acharyas are there. All of you gone? Right? Remember? Four Sampradaya Acharyas are there. So, I think Ramanuja Acharya's Vigraha broken. There was a huge hurricane and all that, and it was broken. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when it was brought to the notice, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, catch the pujari. He is doing some nonsense. You know? Then they brought the pujari. Bhaktisiddhanta asked, what are you doing? He was writing love letter sitting in the altar. So because of that offense, so then they packed him off, you know, like that. So we should not take the rules and regulations, these benedictions of the chanting the holy name, and then commit, you know, sinful activities willfully. You know, we will become Brahmarakshas. Be careful. So don't think that some concession will be given to ISKCON devotees. You know, one day our Anuttam Prabhu gave one lecture in Gujarat. What is that place? We had a seminar. Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar. Fantastic lecture he gave. We devotees think that, you know, all these laws and all, they don't apply to us. You know, but we have seen, you know, applying to our devotees. You know, so many of them, they became sudras and chandalas even after being a sannyasi, guru and all that. So he explained, we think that, you know, some special concession will be made in our case. You know, so that, you know, we don't have to follow the rules and regulations given by Krishna. No, it's not like that. These laws will not spare anybody, whether it is ISKCON devotee or anything. Right? So, it is given, Yashomadhi Prabhu told me, that a sannyasi, if he falls down with the illicit sex, he has to take birth as a worm in the stool for 60,000 years. He has to remain as a worm in the stool for 60,000 years. Like that. So don't take it for, you know, ISKCON devotees will not be spared. We have to be very careful. Like that. Anyway, in conclusion, I will recite one verse from Padyavali. That, Vepante duritani mohamahima, sammoham alambate, satankam nakaranjanim kalayati, Shri Chitragupta kritihi, sanandam maduparka sambrati, vidhau veda kartavya udyamam, vaktum namni taveshwara abilashate, brumaha kim anyat param. Rupa Goswami is saying, no, my dear Lord, even if somebody desires, he is not even started chanting. One who even desires to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, such a person, Vepante duritani mohamahima sammohanam alambate. You know, all these sinful activities and all, you know, they get burnt in the fire. And then Moha Mahima, illusion, you know, faints. He faints. Like that. And then Sadankam Nakaranjani Kalayati Chitragupta Kriti. Chitragupta, he's sitting. As soon as some soul wants to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he looks at the lotus feet, you know, fingernails of the devotee, of that aspiring devotee. And then immediately all our names are there. You know, he will go, control A. You know, he will select all our pious and, impious activities. And then he will click delete button. For one who wants to chant Hare Krishna. Then there, Brahmaji is ready, making arrangements with Madhuparka, you know, all the other stuff for worshipping this devotee, because he is going to back home, back to Godhead. So this is the glories of the holy name, like that. So one should stick to the chanting of the holy names of the Lord and pray to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if one is unable to practice four regulative principles, that means he lost the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He said, only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, all my devotees are able to practice these four regulative principles, which is almost impossible in this age of Kali. But because they received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, they are able to follow. So if they are not unable to follow the four regulative principles, then he said they lost the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Then in one conversation, Prabhupada is saying, these devotees, they are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but some are not following four regulative principles. For them, it will take 700 lifetimes. If somebody is not following four regulative principles, it will take them 700 lifetimes to become perfect. So, Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for very instructive and
informative
class. Thank you. Question is, the soul who is about to do devotional service, he comes under the jurisdiction of Krishna. Others are under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. So what is that line, when that soul can be considered under Krishna's, because just by chanting once, yeah, Krishna, he becomes free from Yamaraj clutches.
Yeah.
And the,
even neglectfully also.
After that, if he does some sinful activities,
Krishna will take care.
Krishna will take care. So then he will not go through the Yama Yatanas.
Because Krishna takes charge of that soul, because no more jurisdiction of Yamaraj about that soul. Strictly instructed, no? Anybody who keeps tilak, kanti mala, japa mala, don't touch them. Because Yamadutas were scared. Now what to do, you know? What is the... They said, no, anybody who is having tilak, Gopi Chandan, and Kanti Mala or Jap Mala, yeah, anybody who chanted Hare Krishna even once, don't touch them. And then Krishna takes care. There is one explanation by Sri Vaishnava Acharyas that when Lord Ramchandra killed Marichi and Subahu, they were disturbing. So he killed Subahu and he spared Marichi. Right? So there are two karmas, Sanchit karma and Agami karma. So by killing Subahu, you know, Sanchit karma he destroyed, Lord Ramchandra. Is there, let's say like that. And this is Marichi, it represents, because Lord Ramchandra kept Marichi for some purpose. For some purpose. So he will use it for something. The same way, when a soul surrenders to Krishna, even he say, like Krishna, Ramchandra says, Sakrudeva Prapannavyas, Tavasmiti Yachate. Even if he says once, I am yours, Ramchandra. I take charge of that person, he said. I have taken a vow. Right? So he uses Sanchit Karma, he destroys immediately. Then agami karma he keeps, so that if you are too comfortable in this material world, we will give up devotional service. So Ramchandra uses that agami karma and gives to give little injection to us, so that one devotee yesterday he came, he had he is a pilot, and then he is flying from Hyderabad, and then he had severe stomach pain and then he was going to Kokilaben hospital, and he was clutching his stomach and crying, it seems, in writhing in pain. He was describing, and then immediately the nurses came running and they were scared, and immediately they gave some morphine or something and they put him in unconscious. Said, Prabhuji, now onwards I will chant nicely, you know. He gave Kalash, you know, yesterday. Immediately gave the check. Said, now onwards, you know, I will hear proper lectures, you know. So if you are too comfortable with nice rich person and all, so Krishna gave him a little injection, so now he is coming to the right path. So like that, you know, Krishna uses this karma to purify us completely. Just like Gaur Govind Maharaj says, when you burn the gold very severely in high temperature, it becomes very pure. Like that, a devotee in tapatraya, this threefold misery, is one who experiences great misery. He becomes purified and he becomes like a diamond. Like that. Yeah? Here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, as some devotees is not to follow our Guru Parampara, means they will get punishment or not? Even means they are chanting 60 round and following the or for regulative principle, but they are not following their seniors and their Guru Parampara. Means they will get punishment or?
Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this, if you go Jagannath Puri, there is in front of, there is one, our temple, there is Haridas Thakur Samadhi Mandir. The Ramcharan Das Babaji, right? Ramcharan Das Babaji? He is very popular in Puri. So, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was 16-year-old boy, he was having a big fight with him, because he invented a new mantra, Nitaya Gaur Radhesham, Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Radharaman, like that. So Prabhupada writes, anyway they are chanting the names of Nitai Gaur and Radhesham, they will definitely get some benefit. Punishment is, they will not get Krishna Prema. What other punishment is there? Right? You agree? What is the greatest punishment for a soul? Not getting Krishna Prema. So that they won't get.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, one who keeps the name of Krishna for the liquor bar, what happens to him?
No problem. He is chanting, no? Somebody, Prabhupada said, one who is, what to speak of keeping the liquor bar name Krishna? One who is drinking alcohol. Prabhupada said, one who thinks that this alcohol taste is Krishna, he will go back home back to God. So, anybody who, there is one very famous devotee in ISKCON. When our Kapila Prabhu and all, when they used to go to IIT for preaching, he used to ridicule. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna wale aa gaya, Hare Krishna wale aa gaya. So every time, every Saturday they used to go, and every time he used to ridicule. Hare Krishna wale aa gaya, Hare Krishna wale aa gaya. Aisa bolte bolte wo khud Hare Krishna ban gaya. Abhi is a big devotee in ISKCON. So, anyway, if somebody, there is something called Haritaki, you know, Ayurveda. Haritaki. So if you say Haritaki, Haritaki again and again, he will get the benefit of chanting Hari Hari.
Ji, sorry, but it hurts the sentiment of others, na?
Somebody said, India has become a nation of people of getting offended. For everything they get offended. Manobhav, you know, hamara logo ka manobhav, you know, hurt hua, sentiments. If they call Bombay, they say Maharashtrian people ka sentiments hurt hua. You know, so that the tolerance levels are very going down. For everything they get offended. What is it to get offended? Somebody, some drunkards are saying, "Arey chalo ra, Krishna bar jayenge, Krishna bar jayenge." So they get benefit or not? Huh? They are chanting Krishna's names, no? You are not saying yes. Huh? Read 6th canto Bhagavatam, Anjabila pastime. It's very clearly given. Helena, you know, somebody chants, you know, mockingly, jokingly, or neglectfully. Anybody chants Krishna's names, they'll get benefit. That Muslim who chanted haram, he's gone back to God. He gave galis, you know, haram. But Lord Rama thought he chanted, "Hey Ram." So, yeah.
Hare Krishna. So, Prabhu, in this Bhagavad Gita, the verse Apichyeta Sudarchara, you know, Krishna says that those who have engaged in most abominable activities, but still they are engaged in my devotional service, I consider them as a sadhu. So, you are telling that also in this Ajamils, you know, we are reading about the hellish planets. After that, we'll read about Ajamil and how he engaged in so many sinful activities. But then after chanting the holy name of the Lord, you know, how he went back to God.
Did he go back? Have you read Bhagavatam properly?
Yeah, he performed devotional service. Once he chanted the name.
He'll be given a chance.
Yeah.
He's not gone back home. Right? If you are impure in the heart, you can never get Krishna.
But the power of devotional service...
Power of devotion is there. If you chant, you will be given a chance. He was given a chance to perform devotional service. He came to his senses. He performed pure devotional service in Haridwar. Then he went back, came back to Godhead. See, this verse, I don't know whether you were in the class last time when I gave class, I explained. This verse cannot be understood even by Shiva and Brahma. You know that? You know that? Once, you know, in Yamaloka, Shiva, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and all others, they were having a class. Bhagavad class. Bhagavad Gita class. So when they came to 9th chapter, when they read this Apichaya Sudaracharo, they said, "We cannot understand this verse. How to understand this verse?" Then somebody informed him, for some Manjari from Golok Vrindavan, now he is living in Jagannath Puri. You know? So we should bring that person. Yeah? That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So they, Amadutas came, whatever. They lifted Bhaktivinoda Thakur with his bed. You know, to Yamaloka. And then they all offered obeisance to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they made him sit. The Lord Shiva vacated the seat and they made him sit. He said, "Please explain this Apichaya Sudaracharo verse." Then he explained. So Prabhupada said, one who is committing sinful activities intentionally, you know, this Apichaya Sudaracharo refers to only unintentional sinful activities. And there is one more rider. You know, there is one more rider. Ananya Bhak. You know, somebody who is unflinchingly dedicated to only Krishna. You know, so Vishnachak Thakur comments that even if Brahma, suppose somebody is a devotee practicing devotion service and he is committing sinful activities and is unable to get over them. So even if Brahma comes and says, "Why didn't you do some prayaschitta?" Right? Or sometimes somebody may say, "Why didn't you practice some yoga?" Lord Shiva comes and tells, "Why didn't you practice some yoga method? Why didn't you worship some, you know, demigod or something to become purified?" Like, you know, Bhan Maharaj, I will take the name. Prabhupada condemned Bhan Maharaj. He committed a great offense to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So, during the last days of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave an order that when I die, don't come for my Samadhi festival and don't touch my body. He gave him order. So, he rejected. So, that is why he went into some guha, some cave, and worshipped Lord Shiva. Somebody suggested to him that if you worship Lord Shiva, you will become free from offense, that offense. So for 12 years or something, he went into a cave and worshipped Lord Shiva. So this is not called Ananya Bhak. You understand? So Vishnu Chakrakur says, even if Brahmaji comes and tells, why don't you perform some prayashchitta, this and that? But still devotee will say, no, I may be committing sinful activities, but I will not deviate from worshipping my Lord Krishna, and my Lord Krishna is everything. Such a person is considered sadhu. You know, there are two, you know, like that. So another Prabhupada explains that one who is unintentionally committed sinful activity, such a person will be given a chance. You know, somebody who is committing sinful activities willfully, how you can be considered sadhu?
Whatever
there is, there are two things. There is weakness and there is cheating. One who is practicing Krishna consciousness, he because of past bad habits, he has weakness. He has weakness and he prays to Krishna constantly. My dear Krishna, I am chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is given in 11th canto Bhagavatam. But I am unable to follow because of my past bad habits and all. Please give me protection. Give me, save me from this. You know? Then such a person will be saved. But there is a cheater. You know, he is wearing sannyasi dress, but indulging in illicit sex, initiating disciples. You know? He is a cheater. So, such a person will not be saved. Right? So, they blame Prabhupada, you know? One sannyasi was blaming Prabhupada. What is this, you know, once in a month, you know, we should remove this principle. Because, illicit sex means once in a month, only for procreation of children. Plus, no illicit sex with other women. So they are saying, remove this, what is this Prabhupada introduced? So he was blaspheming Prabhupada. You know? So, some Jayapataka Maharaj wrote, actually this law is not introduced by Prabhupada. This is very clear. You know, if you read Mahabharata, again and again it this comes. Rutukal, Rutukal. You know, they have child in the Rutukal. You know, so even kings also, they were not indulging in outside, you know, this once in a month law. That's why they are having wives, so many wives. So that's why they are managing. Right? Somebody, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, one who resents the instructions by Krishna, that means they are envious of Krishna. Right? So if you are chanting Hare Krishna, what is these rules and regulations? Kya hai? Or like that, such a person is not considered a sadhu. Is it, am I clear? We should not misuse this verse. Is it okay? You don't seem to be satisfied. Huh? Hare Krishna. Okay, I'm late. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.